Grace Beyond Strength. Last week, we, or in our previous study, Grace Beyond Strength 1, we read Psalm 33, verse 16 and 17, saying that there is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. An horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. The summary of it is that our human strengths are limited, and it's the grace of God that can go beyond our human strength.
Amen.
Last week, in taking Psalm 33, verse 16 and 17, there was a comparison made, or examples made from that scripture, that a king is not saved by the multitude of an host, and also a mighty man. That was David and Goliath. We use that as an example, that Goliath was mighty, but his strength couldn't save him from David's shot. The grace of God upon David's life brought the strength of Goliath down. And we also talked about the entire army of Egypt being destroyed before Moses and the children of Israel because of God's grace. We also looked at some definitions of strength. We spoke about the quality or state of being physically strong. Strength could mean one's influence or power. It could also mean a degree of intensity or a feeling or belief. You say this person is strong in terms of their intent. Strength could also mean the extent to which an argument, as we looked at in our previous study, an argument, you can have a strong case, or you can have a strong lawyer who will make sure that he wins the case for you. But our God is one who, he wins the case even before the case is brought.
Amen.
Our just God. Amen. Strength can also mean one's potential. You say someone is a strong candidate. Someone is a strong candidate, it means that they have a high potential of winning an election. But I know there have been many elections that we can speak of, even as humans, that you realize that the last minute, things were turned around just because of God's grace. The capacity to withstand great force or pressure. You say someone is emotionally strong. They have the capacity to withstand great opposition or distressing moments. So say this person or that person is emotionally strong. Sometimes we can define strength by the number of people someone has, as we saw in Psalm 33, verse 16. You can have, they said, the size of the army. It has a strong army, meaning that it has great people. It has a great number of bodyguards. So this church is a strong church. In terms of their numbers, you can't even say anything about them, because even when they are going wrong, because they have the numbers. Like certain governments, you say, we have the people. We are a strong government because we have so many people who can get the job done. By looking at scriptural truths, human strength is limited. Our human strength is limited. Scripturally, there's only a limited place or space for human strength. Our human mental capacity or human wisdom is limited. Whether you are Einstein, whether you are Hitler, whether you are the Queen of England or King of England, whether you are the president of the greatest democracy in the world, or you are the founder of the biggest church in the world. Human mental capacity, scripturally, is limited. Whether you are Beyonce or you are CeCe Winans, no matter who you are, our human mental capacity is limited. Proverbs 8:14 says that counsel is mine. And sound wisdom, I am understanding, I have strength. That's divine wisdom talking. Divine wisdom is strong enough to even create the earth. Divine wisdom. In Proverbs 3:19 says, the Lord by wisdom, and that is the wisdom of God, had founded the earth, by understanding had he established the heavens. So understand that the wisdom of God given to us by his grace. For even our salvation, it says, that by grace are ye saved and not of works. It is a gift of God, not of works. By grace are ye saved. It's not by our human calculations. When we are directed by God, like Jesus, when he put mud on the eyes of someone who was blind, and the person was healed through the power of God. You can't say that is by human calculation. So no matter which doctor, how great or learned you think you are, when it comes to the grace of God, it defies all human wisdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The grace of God defies all human wisdom and understanding. It goes beyond that.
Amen.
By wisdom, he founded the earth. Number two, our financial ability or riches are limited. Whether you are Mansa Musa, it is said that he was worth 400 billion. He was a Muslim during the Mali Empire centuries ago. Whether you are a 21st century rich man, whether Bill Gates, whoever you are, how much money you think you may have, our financial abilities or riches, they may be strong or they are strong, but only limited. Otherwise, Steve Jobs could have saved himself from dying. He could have just written a check of 100 more years to live. And I know that if the opportunity was given, there are people who write 1,000 years to live and they will choose for themselves, based on their money, how long they want to live. But the grace of God, which could keep even Moses alive when babies, all his mates, were being killed in the river now. When the grace of God is upon your life, your purpose can never be cut short in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Divine provision from God's grace is stronger than our financial ability. Genesis 47 verse 15. And when money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, give us bread, for why should we die in thy presence? For the money faileth, money can fail. Remember that Joseph is a product of God's grace. When he could have been killed by his brethren in the pit, the grace of God saved him. In 2 Kings 6:29, women bore their children to eat in Samaria when the economy failed due to war with Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria. God, by his grace, brought a 24-hour economic turnaround. It wasn't by financial schools of finance, degrees or masters or doctorate in finance. That is not what saved the economy or how strong a political party is. It is the grace of God through his prophetic word from Prophet Elisha in 2 Kings 7:1 that turned the story around. You are a singer. Depend on God's grace. Never neglect the grace of God. Number three, sometimes we think that our human beauty, so we are strong. Oh, she's very beautiful. So any man she wants, she can get access to. I have access to the presidency. When I enter, everybody looks at me because I have the grace of beauty. Please, divine grace surpasses human beauty. Queen Vashti was fair to look upon in Esther chapter 1 verse 11, but she lost her place to the grace of God which Esther held on to. In Esther chapter 2 verse 17, Esther was loved above all women, including Vashti. Proverbs 31:30 says that favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord shall be praised. Hold on to God's grace, because where God's grace can send you, your face, your long nose and your curved lips and your eyeshadow and all that cannot send you. So never neglect the grace of God. Even when you are anointed, never neglect the grace of God. David was God's anointed. There were many times in his life where he was saved by the grace of God. When his friend and his wife saved him from their own father, King Saul, they let David down through a window. Otherwise, he would have died, no matter how anointed he was. The grace of God saved him. No matter how anointed you think you are, when you sing and bishops are clapping and they are giving you all sorts of names and saying that, oh, please, I'm telling you, submit yourself to the grace of God. When David's own son, Absalom, executed a coup against him and sought for his life after, and even after sleeping with all his wives and concubines openly, God's grace found David. I pray that God's grace will found you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray that you set aside pride and hold on to God's grace.
Amen.
Never neglect the grace of God. Elijah, who was so anointed that he could call fire to burn the sacrifices, that he took a sword and he slew all the prophets of Baal himself. After that, he fled for his life because of one woman. He killed all the men and fled because of one woman. The grace of God found him. Today, submit yourself to the grace of God. I remember a day I was playing. I fell downstairs, a story building, the stairs. I fell down. There was a loud noise that people outside the house even heard it and came to ask, what happened? The grace of God found me and saved me. I could have broken my skull. I could have fractured my body, my bones, and yet God saved me. Next week, we'll look at part 3, and you will understand why God's grace is upon our lives. But today, I want you to acknowledge the grace of God upon your life. First, repent that God, in any way I've neglected your grace, in any way I've looked to my own capacity, forgive me. Lift up your voices and begin to pray. Where we neglected your grace without knowing, Lord, we are sorry. Have mercy upon us. Today, we acknowledge your grace. Acknowledge the grace of God upon your life. Acknowledge the grace of God upon your ministry. Acknowledge the grace of God upon your family. Acknowledge the grace of God upon Glow Music Ministry. We acknowledge your grace, Lord. We acknowledge your grace, Lord. It's not about our beauty. It's not about our vocal capacity. It's not about how we're able to sing. It's not about our experiences. It's not about our parents or who parented us. It's not about who mentored us. It's just by the grace of God. It's not about our family wealth. It's not about, Lord, even what we have. It's just by your grace. It's just by your grace. Not about our beauty. Not about how smart we think we are. Lastly, you are praying that, Lord, prove your grace in my life beyond my strength.
Amen.
Pray that last prayer in the name of Jesus. Prove your grace in my life beyond my strength. I am limited, Lord. Thank you for your presence in this place, Holy Spirit. Prove your grace. Prove your grace. Prove your grace. People think I'm too old to marry. Lord, shock them all. People think that I can't hold a job. Let your grace shock them all. People think I can't sing good enough. Let your grace shock them all. People think that characteristically or by character, I am too flawed to make it in life. Let your grace upon my life shock them all. People think others are better than me. But Lord, today I set aside my pride. I submit myself to your grace. Let your grace upon my life shock them all. People think I have health issues. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Son of David. By your grace, exploits. I believe, and I see it manifest. In the name of Jesus.
You are my strength where I am weak. You are the treasure that I see. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel. Lord, to give up, I'll be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name, Jesus, Lamb of God.
Oh, oh Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
It's a good time to submit your life to Christ Jesus. If you're not giving your life to Jesus, I recommend him to you. He'll change your life. Your life will be the same. And what's good even about it, what's even better, you don't have a better life just now, but you also have eternal life. Amen. Even when you die.
Amen.
Say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Without your salvation, I cannot save myself. I surrender my life to you. From today onwards, be the Lord and Master over my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing to you. Amen. If you've said this prayer, from today and forevermore, Jesus is the Lord over your life.
Amen.
The number will be shared on the screen, and then you engage with us and we'll show you what to do. For everybody who joined prayer today, let the grace of God be made manifest in your life. Wherever you be, any prayer, some of you have been praying for many years, sometimes dealing with a certain topic. I'm here to tell you today that the grace of God will deal with it for you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Grace for answered prayers. That's what I pray for you today. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. If you just said the sinner's prayer or you just gave your life to Christ, please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com, or you can call or chat with us through 026-000-9090.
To the Lord.